As we head into the winter months, perhaps you've seen that people are talking about the Danish idea of hygge, spelled H-Y-G-G-E. I had to look up the pronunciation because otherwise I never would have guessed that. And it's defined as the feelings of coziness and contentment evoked by simple comforts. You know, the idea that is that in cold weather, it's good to slow down and do the cozy things like read a book while wrapped up in blankets. And it's funny thinking about that during one of the coldest, snowiest days of the year where I love wrapping up in a blanket with a good book. My kids have been home from school yesterday and today for snow days to start off the next semester. And this idea is really attractive because a lot of people lead very hectic lives. You know, stress and anxiety are popular topics to discuss, to read about. I feel like I'm regularly listening to podcasts or reading books. Books with titles like Overwhelmed, How to Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time, or Tired of Being Tired. And I do agree that there's something unusually frenetic about our culture's current pace. There's decision fatigue, there's constant stimulation, there's information overload. A couple of weeks ago, I was thinking about replacing my laptop backpack, and I narrowed it down to 5 different choices. And that was narrowing it down. But deeper than that, though, I love Paul Miller's point from his book, A Praying Life, that as much as we need a quieter life, the real issue is that we need a quieter heart. You know, you'll do well to have a sustainable schedule. You might need help saying no to some requests. But what I've found is that if I make the external adjustments without getting to the deeper heart issues, 2 things happen. One is that my schedule doesn't change for long, and that the other is that the heart issues just show up as anxieties in other areas. You know, when our kids were little, my husband Scott would take both of the kids for a whole morning so I could get some quiet time. And there were times when that time wasn't relaxing because I started out stressed out and I stayed stressed out the whole time. There were times where that morning was relaxing, but it was temporary because I had to go back to the same hectic life that I had been living. So as much as I appreciated it, it wasn't like that was the magical fix to the stress and pressure that I was feeling. So today I want to look at a passage that addresses one heart area that God wants to change, that if you go His way on this, will give you some of the relief you're seeking that goes far beyond a book with a cozy blanket. So let's turn to Numbers chapter 11, starting in verse 11. Moses has had to deal with one more issue of complaining from the Israelites, and he gets to the point where he's so stressed out and overwhelmed that he goes to the Lord. And starting in verse 11, it says, he asked the Lord, "Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me?" Going down to verse 14, "I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you're going to treat me, please go ahead and kill me if I found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin." All right, to be fair, there's only one Moses. And no one was going to replace him. But he's correct in realizing the work was too much for him, and it's not because he was doing anything wrong. That's actually the nature of the business. I think sometimes when my life gets overwhelming and stressful, I feel like it's because I'm handling it incorrectly or I've made the wrong decisions. And so maybe if I get a new planner or I have a new time management system or I can organize my house a little bit better, then maybe I won't feel so overwhelmed. But when we turn to passages like this, we realize Moses was overwhelmed because he was trying to serve the Lord, and it wasn't because he was doing anything wrong. God will regularly give you more than you can do on your own. And you could go out and get a new calendar or cut back on sleep or eliminate all free time. But any efforts that you have to serve the Lord are just a drop in an infinite ocean of need. It will always be bigger than just one person. So the question is, how much of your stress and anxiety is because you are not taking advantage of the resources that God has right in front of you? If we turn back to Numbers 11, the Lord answers Moses, and instead of saying, "Boy, you better to get it together," or "Maybe you need to pray more," or "Maybe you need to get a better calendar," no, what he says in verse 16 is, "Hey, Moses, bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting that they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take some of the power of the Spirit that is on you and put it on them. They will share the burden of the people with you so that you will not have to carry it alone. God put Moses in a community, and God wanted Moses to take advantage of that community. And he wants us to do the same, that often the sense of feeling overwhelmed might flow more from our autonomy than we realize. Now, maybe you're like me, and the thought comes to mind, like, well, I don't want to bother anyone. But if I'm honest with myself, that's only the surface excuse. There's also thoughts like, I don't want anyone to know that I can't handle this, or they might not do as good a job as I would, or even worse, what if other people like what they do better than what I'm capable of doing? And so I don't turn to the people that God has provided to help with the work. Notice, too, that Moses seemed to think that this was God's fault. He asked, what have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? And it's easy to get to that point. We keep taking more and more on ourselves, but instead of admitting that we aren't accepting help, we get angry at God. We think about passages like Matthew 11, where Jesus promises that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And the thought in my heart is, Jesus, you promised that, but your burden is very heavy right now. What is it that you are doing? Then we look at Jesus and we realize he was really busy, but he was never stressed out. He was never overwhelmed. He was never anxious. And I have to think that part of it is because he was never autonomous, either from God or from other people. The more I think about it, the more I realize our culture is stressed out because we're autonomous. We're trying to do life by ourselves. You will get stressed out when you become autonomous. You know, as Francis Schaeffer says, our basic psychological problem is trying to be what we are not and trying to carry what we cannot carry. God did not create us to be stressed out or alone or autonomous. Now, what sort of issues are you running into? Are you trying to make time for your marriage? Are you struggling to get good time with God with toddlers running around? Are you finding it difficult to get to home church meetings and bring kids with you? Do you ever, like Moses, just feel like saying, if this is good, how you're going to treat me, please go ahead and kill me? Of course, I don't think we often go that far, but it'll turn into, if this is how it's going to be, maybe I should just quit. And it's when life gets overwhelming that people often do want to quit because they start to believe that the demands are too high, that something is wrong, that God is asking too much. And so if you are there, if you are starting to feel like you can't sustain this pace of life, I want to offer you an encouragement based on this passage. This might be exactly what God is allowing in your life to grow your dependence on other people. You need other people to be able to live this life. And it will take creativity, figuring out how to share the burden with other people. It will take humility, admitting when you need help and asking for it. It will take dependence, allowing other people to meet some of those needs in your life. But the one thing it shouldn't take is more work. Now, the most important thing to believe is that the resources are out there. You don't need to try harder or to do more. What God wants to do is grow your dependence on Him and on the people He's put in your life. I'm looking forward to the day when there's no more stress, because in heaven we'll live perfectly dependent lives. And in the meantime, I would encourage you to let God open your eyes to all the people He has put around you to help with the work. So thanks for joining us today. If you're interested in more resources like this, please visit us at dwellcc.org.